This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday slapped fresh sanctions on 22 individuals, including four Myanmar government ministers, in response to the February military coup and attacks against the country's pro-democracy movement. In a two-pronged action, the Treasury and Commerce Departments announced the punishments as part of Washington's continued response to the overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement the new sanctions were levied in response to the, quote, brutal campaign of violence perpetrated by the Burmese military regime and to continue imposing costs in connection with the military coup. The sanctions do not target the Myanmar people, but are aimed at pressuring the military to immediately restore Burma's path to democracy, according to Blinken. Belarus's leader, Alexander Lukashenko, on Friday ordered the closure of the border with Ukraine, seeking to block what he called an inflow of weapons to coup plotters detected by his security services, a state news agency reported. The move appears to deepen a standoff between Belarus and outside powers, angered by his government's forcing down of a Ryanair flight in May and arrest of a government critic who was on the aircraft. Western countries have imposed sanctions on Belarus to punish it for the action, and the European Union and Ukraine have also banned Belarus-registered flights from entering their airspace. Lukashenko has repeatedly accused Western ill-wishers of trying to oust him from power, and he claims rebel groups that were planning to carry out a coup had been uncovered in Belarus. The state news agency reported Friday the veteran leaders said Germany, Lithuania, Poland, Ukraine, and the United States were behind the alleged rebel activity. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.